Now, a technology expert says the data breach at the Ministry of Culture and Heritage was a result of poor practice. Paul Spain is a technology commentator and is with us. Morning, Paul. Atamarie, thank you for being with us. Is it clear to you how something like this happened?
Well, I think it does come down to poor practice and not really considering the sort of data that they were storing and what's an appropriate place to store it. I know there's been a suggestion from the head of the Ministry of Culture and Heritage this is a coding error. That doesn't really sit right with me, I've got to say.
In what way does that not sit right with you?
Well, this appears just to be a standard WordPress website, which is a typical, a lot of organisations use this type of website, but it's not the sort of place you should be storing very confidential information, such as people's passports and personal identification.
So essentially a mistake was made about how to do this, how to run this process and how to store this information?
Yes, I believe so.
So the data now, is it still available or is it all shut down and removed?
Most of it's removed. I did do a search yesterday with Google that revealed somebody's birth date. That was just there in text, but they had gone through and at least removed these images or scanned copies of passports and the like.
But how worrying is it then that some of the information is still floating around out there that people would be able to access?
Well, I think most of it's gone now, but the concern is while it was available, who took that data? And then what will be the impact on those people whose information has gone? This could be a problem for them for months, if not years, to come because, others are able to now impersonate them and, they could do all sorts of things when you can pretend to be somebody that you're not.
What does the ministry or indeed what does the website need to do to put this completely right?
Well, it can't be put right. The cat's out of the bag now. It's a lesson to be learned, and not just by government organisations. This is a challenge, right across the country because we have so many organisations and businesses that now need to, for varying reasons, collect people's personal identification, be it a car dealer when you're purchasing a car, backpackers when somebody checks in, banks. Everybody seems to want a copy of your personal identification, and in many cases there are not good, robust processes for how that information is stored. And, often it falls on maybe the wrong people without the right expertise to decide how that information is kept. And, in this case, it looks as though it hasn't passed through the filter of a cybersecurity team to decide how that information will be stored because it appears to have been stored in really the wrong way.
But Paul Spain, technology commentator, thank you very much.